For most of the 20th century, painters and sculptors who had no training or art world connections were called folk artists. And their work hardly ever appeared in museums, and almost nobody knew their names. But then in the 1980s, they started being discovered by the art world, which renamed them outsider artists. That's when Thornton Dial's reputation and career took off, when he was 60 years old. He's now 82, and the Indianapolis Museum of Art has just opened a major retrospective of his work. His pieces are sometimes abstract, sometimes figurative, almost always incredibly vivid and colorful, and sometimes subtly political. To my eye, Thornton Dial is one of the most interesting artists of the last half century, whatever pigeonhole you stick him in. He lives in Alabama, where he's part of the large African-American majority in his hometown of Bessemer. We sent Gigi Duban there to find out more.
Bessemer is an old industrial town. In its heyday, it was a center for manufacturing iron, coke, and steel. Thornton Dial earned a living here as a factory worker. He built the same boxcars that rumble past the building where he still keeps his studio. When I arrive at Dial Metal Patterns, I'm greeted by the artist's sons, Richard and Dan.
Hi.
It's 4 p.m. and they've just brewed a pot of coffee.
We drink it all day, every day.
Huge machinery fills the space, including conveyor belts and a pair of forklifts. The Dials used to make patio furniture here until the high cost of steel put them out of business. They still use the leftovers for art, Richard Dial tells me.
The iron and stuff basically from the scrap and the stuff that left off from when we was, building patio furniture here. And some of it, I purchased from just the local steel mills and stuff.
His dad, Thornton Dial, comes here to work, but doesn't give interviews these days. He's 82 and slow to get around. His son says in the last year, his father has survived a stroke, pneumonia, and heart failure. But that hasn't stopped his art making.
If he breathes, he's going to try to create something. And that's been the way that he's been all of my life.
Since he was a kid in the 60s, Richard Dial remembers his father making yard art. Everything from huge metal sculptures to decorative fishing lures. It was only when a collector from Atlanta discovered him, the wider art world started to take notice. By then, Thornton Dial was 60 years old.
Being honest with you, I think this thing probably have went way further than he had imagined in his mind that it would go. And I would say the same thing about the family. I never thought that he would get this type of recognition from, the art.
So what does Dial's art look like? He uses all kinds of mixed media and found materials, like chicken wire, branches, toys, and buries them under layers of paint, creating patterns that look ordered and jumbled all at the same time. Several are collages with oddly paired elements, like a pair of rubber boots set among metal grates and brambles. Before you know it, you're drawn in. But giving the art a chance to sink in is often the hardest part. Richard Dial says that even now, many of his dad's pieces have to grow on him.
Once you get a feeling for it and it starts doing something to you.
I'm starting to know what he means. Dial is looking at a relief called Monster in a Cotton Field, which his father finished a few months ago.
And these pieces, wall pieces, are some of Thornton Dial's most recent works.
Joanne Cubs is here, too. She's the curator of the Indianapolis exhibit. On this canvas, there's a baby doll hovering near the middle of the piece.
A baby that is sort of embedded in a cotton field.
And a tiny clawed robot, the monster, in the upper left-hand corner.
That's right. It's actually a found, I don't know what you would call it. It's a found toy. It looks like some sort of transformer.
There's a mixture of fibers, branches, all white, except the edges of the piece are yellowed, as if it's smoldering. Kind of creepy. In the warehouse office, I met Dial's best friend, Richard Lindsay, who's 85. He was hunched over a glowing gas heater. I asked him what he thought of the art.
I wouldn't pay 5 cents when I first started. When I first started coming down that, I saw all this work. I said, what is all this junk doing down here,
Lindsay says over their 20-year friendship, he started to see Dial's work differently.
he taught me about art. He told me what to look for in art and how to read art.
So it's made in Alabama, uses local found materials, and it's all put together by a self-taught artist. Does that make it folk art? Joanne Cupps doesn't think so.
I think that all those labels that are assigned to the work of artists like Thornton Dial, like folk, self-taught, and outsider, have nothing to do with the way that an artist looks at him or herself. They have to do with the fantasies of those who have the power in our culture to decide what is art and how art should be labeled and defined.
The more research I did on Dial, the more I realized he's virtually unknown in his hometown. I asked James Nelson about it. He's the visual arts critic for the Birmingham News. He says that compared to Atlanta or Chicago, Birmingham is just not an art-loving town.
If we had promoted art like football, made it the thing to do, the thing to go to, the thing to argue about, the thing to drink beer with, it would become important in people's lives. At this point, a very small minority of people Birmingham goes regularly to small galleries around town. They just can't support all the artists that are working.
I wondered if the locals in Bessemer knew the famous artist in town. So I stopped in at Bob Sykes Barbecue. It's just 5 minutes down the road from Dial's studio.
You've never heard of Thornton Dial?
Never heard of him. I've lived here all my life, and I've never heard of the man.
Meanwhile, Richard Dial has faith that the audience for his father's work will keep growing and growing.
Some artists is just recognized on a global scale, you know. And I think his creation really have like a place in there with Picasso and everyone else, you know. That's the way I see it. So the more people begin to see it in museums and things like that, a lot more people would start to see things the way that I see it.
For Studio 360, I'm Gigi Dubin.
Hard Truths, The Art of Thornton Dial is up at the Indianapolis Museum of Art through September. And you can see a slideshow of Dial's work right now at our website, studio360.org. While you're there, you can also check out dozens of other pieces of cool, below-the-radar artwork, all made by our listeners for the Studio 360 Material Mashup Challenge. Icicles, coffee grounds, toothpicks, all turned into DIY art. If you've made interesting things out of unusual materials, take a picture and post it at studio360.org.